Hey there, awesome people. Laura Bennett here, your friendly guide to navigating this wild ride called life. And let's be honest, with all the technology buzzing around us, sometimes it feels like we're trying to wrangle a pack of energetic puppies, adorable but definitely demanding. Today, we're diving into something super important: building a healthy and positive relationship with all those gadgets and gizmos. Because trust me, friends, when tech is working with us, not against us, life gets way more awesome. Ever felt like your phone has a mind of its own? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly it's 2 hours later and you've accomplished absolutely nothing except maybe judging someone's vacation photos? Well, let me tell you, we're not here to demonize technology. It's a powerful tool, just like any other. Think of a hammer. Can you build a beautiful house with it? Absolutely. But if you swing it recklessly, well, you might end up with more splinters than progress, right? So how do we use tech in a way that actually serves us? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, mindful awareness. This isn't about becoming a digital hermit, it's about being conscious of how technology impacts your mood and energy. Notice those little dopamine hits you get from notifications. They can be addictive, pulling you back into the vortex again and again. The goal is to become aware of these triggers so you can choose when to engage and when to step away. Second, set clear boundaries. Just like you wouldn't let a friend barge into your space uninvited, set some ground rules for technology in your life. Maybe that means designating tech-free zones or times, dinner table, bedroom, an hour before bed, anything that helps create a sense of balance and intentionality. Third, prioritize real-life connections. Remember those face-to-face interactions. The ones where you can actually hear someone's laughter and feel the warmth of their smile. Make time for those. Invest in genuine relationships, because nothing beats the power of human connection. Fourth, cultivate digital detox days. Seriously, give yourself a break. Choose a day each week to unplug completely. No phones, no emails, no social media. Use that time to reconnect with nature, pursue a hobby, or simply relax and recharge. Trust me, your mind and your soul will thank you for it. Finally, remember, technology, it is a tool, not the master. It's here to serve you, not control you. Choose apps and platforms that align with your values and goals. Be selective about the content you consume. Surround yourself with positivity, inspiration, and information that empowers you. Think of it this way. Imagine you're at a buffet. There's so much delicious food to choose from, but if you stuff yourself with all the sugary treats and greasy junk, well, you're not going to feel your best, right? Technology is similar. Let's say you're scrolling through social media and see endless pictures of people on vacation, seemingly living their best lives. You might start feeling a sense of inadequacy or envy. It's like having that giant plate of greasy fries at the buffet, tempting, but not really nourishing for your soul. Instead, seek out content that inspires you, motivates you, or simply makes you feel good. Follow accounts that share positive messages, uplifting stories, or practical advice that can help you grow and learn. You're curating your own digital feast. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build a healthy relationship with technology. Remember, it's all about balance, intentionality, and choosing what serves you best. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these steps. Leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #ShadowWorkQuickies. Let's make technology our ally, not our enemy. See you in the next episode for another quick and juicy dose of inner child healing. Keep shining, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.